Good evening. Tonight we have on the show Professor Francis Boyle. Francis is a professor from Howard University. He wrote the Convention Against the Use of Bioweapons, and today is the head of Department of National Laws at Illinois University. We are happy to have you on the show, Professor. Tonight on the board, journalist Shai Shelley and Mr. Philippe Jean-Druc, writer and investigator. Dr. Boyle, my friend Philippe Jean-Druc, and I are honored to have you in this interview with you about the dramatic situation we have to live with since the end of 2019 with the coronavirus crisis in the world. The situation in Israel is one of the worst in the world. We have been a laboratory of experimentation for the Pfizer laboratory with the complete collaboration of the Israeli government. Let's not waste time and go straight to the question. Professor, do you think vaccines are used as a bioweapon of mass destruction?
Well, thank you for having me on in my best year viewing audience. I agree with what you are saying about the Israeli population being used as lab rats by Pfizer BioNTech. These, I call them Frankenshots, because that's what they are, clearly violate the Nuremberg Code on Medical Experimentation that was applied at Nuremberg against the Nazi doctors. One of the requirements of the Nuremberg Code, and that makes it an international crime, one of the requirements of the Nuremberg Code is that experimental vaccines must be first tried out on animals. It clearly says that. And we know that for the Pfizer BioNTech, they didn't do that. That was not done. So I regret to report that it seems to me Pfizer BioNTech is using you Israelis as their lab rats. And that's what this is all about. And this violates the Nuremberg Code on Medical Experimentation. It is a Nuremberg crime. And it also violates the Nuremberg Charter judgment and principles of 1945-1946, the prohibition on crimes against humanity, which clearly states, namely, murder, extermination, and other inhumane acts committed against any civilian population. And I should point out to my Israeli friends that Nuremberg crimes against humanity was specifically put in there to criminalize what Hitler and the Nazis did to the German Jews. I won't give you a lengthy lecture here because we don't have that time, but that's why it was put in there. And I'm afraid that when it comes to all Israelis, Arabs and Jews, Druze, everyone else, we're seeing history repeat itself here.
Professor, I'm asking again, you said to an interview with Alex Jones on December 2020, that you think that the vaccines are a weapon of mass destruction. Can you approve that claim?
Well, I think COVID-19 is a biological warfare weapon.
Yeah, but we are speaking about the vaccines right now that killing a huge amount of people all around the world.
Oh, yes. Well, the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine, Frankenshot, and Moderna were both funded by the Pentagon's Department of Advanced Research Projects Agency. That is correct. And so that is where the seed money came for this. And I did quote on that Alex Jones interview, the technical details of this. Let me see if I have them right here at hand. But that is very clear. This comes from the Pentagon and DARPA that has all of their, okay, here we go. Now, this is for the Moderna technology, biotechnology, Frankenshot, but the same applies to Pfizer BioNTech that is being used there in Israel. This is for the messenger RNA technology. DARPA awards Moderna Therapeutics a grant up to $25 million to develop messenger RNA so-called therapeutics, but that's a joke. And the same agency, DARPA, was behind the technology for Pfizer BioNTech. What this says is, messenger RNA can be designed to tap directly into the body's natural processes to produce antibodies, et cetera, et cetera. So they're going right into your body itself. The rest of it is here if you want to read it. But I had the exact same thing I discussed with Alex Jones.
So now you are claiming that the shots are not bioweapons. Is it a definition
of part of it? Yes, the COVID is a bioweapon, and it does appear that the Frankenshots, the messenger RNA Frankenshots, are part of it too. Yes.
So you can approve the sentence that you think that the vaccines are bioweapons.
I think it's part of the system that they put together. Yes, it does appear there.
Okay, so we have a confirmation. Thank you very much, Doctor. Mr. Philippe, you can ask your question. Thank you.
Yeah. So we have prepared all kind of questions, but the debate now, it's taking us a little bit away. I have a question for you, Doctor, because you're specialized in bioweapon and laws and all those complicated things about war and what we can use, what we cannot use. And you have been an expert for the American government for years. You're some kind of a huge reference in the world. And today, America, I mean, the media, the mainstream media, they don't let you talk at all. Why? Because first you were the first reference, and today they don't want to hear you. And you have to talk in Alex Jones' show or in our show. How come? Because you're still the one of the greatest specialists in law for warfare and for the viruses and war viruses and war against the enemies. And today, the situation, it's quite terrible because we, the people, we became the enemy. So what can you say about this?
Right. Well, this goes back to the fact that I was the first person to publicly state that the anthrax attacks here in the United States in October of 2001 came out of a United States government biological warfare program and laboratory. And that was November 1, 2001 at a conference held by the Council for Responsible Genetics at Harvard Divinity School, where I was chairing a panel or a workshop against biological weapons. And I said this live to Fox TV that was covering that. Then I came back to my office and said it on Pacifica Radio Network, which went out nationwide. Then I was interviewed by the BBC on this, so the whole world heard me. And then an order was given that I was never to be interviewed again by any mainstream news media in the Western world. on biological warfare weapons. And that order has held up until today. So that's exactly why they still, you know, bar me from speaking. Indeed, it's even worse than that. In I guess it was May of 2020, the Associated Press, which provides most of the news feeds here in the United States and around the world, assigned three reporters to do a hit and smear job on me for 90 minutes. Well, I'm a lawyer. I argue my case to everyone. I answered all their questions for 90 minutes. And then in February 2021, they disseminated this hit and smear job against me all over the world. According to my research assistant, there were close to 58,000 hits on news media sources all over the world. So it's clear they want, you know, someone has given an order to make sure that my viewpoints are not heard. So in fairness, Alex Jones has been the only one permitting me to speak freely on these matters.
So they don't want the truth to be told.
That's exactly correct. And that's also because a previous work I did that you have here in the United States alone, as of 2015, 13,000 so-called life scientists, I call them death scientists, involved in research, development, testing, and stockpiling offensive biological warfare weapons. Mm-hmm. This is, we have an offensive biological warfare weapons industry here in the United States. As of starting after 2001 until 2015, they had spent $100 billion on it, which to give you an idea, the Manhattan Project to develop the atom bomb in constant dollars was only $40 billion. So it's clearly a weapons.
It was not the same time. The Manhattan Project.
Right. Well, this is in constant dollars as of 2015. It would have been $40 billion.
Okay.
And since that's why I said constant dollars. Since 2015, they have spent about $6 billion more to research, develop, test offensive biological warfare weapons. And so you have literally thousands of scientists, laboratories, corporations making money off of this. And I've also stated that all biosafety level lab 3 and 4 should be shut down immediately to prevent another pandemic. Well, they'd all be out of business, every one of them.
Yeah.
And so you have all these jobs at stake, and the drug companies are making money off of these Franken-shots. So they all advertise with the mainstream news media. So, of course, my viewpoints have been completely suppressed here in the United States, and not just in the United States, but in the mainstream Western news media. You haven't heard of me in France or Germany or Britain or anywhere else.
Yeah.
No.
I have another question, because what you said is very important, that the multi-billion dollars industry was working on those so-called vaccines, which are not vaccines because they are modifying the genes, the genetics of human beings. So we are accusing China to be the scapegoat, to be the criminal, but it seems that America helped China to build these so-called vaccines. So
that is exactly correct. In the interviews I've given, I have pointed out this, what I call the smoking gun article, SARS-like cluster of circulating bat coronavirus pose threat for human emergence. And you will see that working with the bat queen there from the Wuhan BSL-4, we have to understand the Wuhan BSL-4 is China's Fort Detrick, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have these people from the university. They were all working before that at the University of North Carolina BSL-3. And on this contract, this article, you have several of them, professors there from the University of North Carolina, working with the bat queen from the Wuhan BSL-4. It's all on there. And in addition, you have the Food and Drug Administration. Let me repeat that. You have the American Food and Drug Administration that is approving all of these Franken-shots. And now the boosters, you can read today, working on this development of COVID-19. It says they're right on the contract. So of course they are rotten, corrupt, and despicable up to their eyeballs. And you can't trust or believe anything they are saying. Likewise, you have the someone from the Harvard Medical School. Well, I have 3 degrees from Harvard. And Harvard Medical School, now this woman, Walensky, is head of the CDC, the Center for Disease Control. They likewise then give the second level of approval to these Franken-shots, okay? And so of course you can't believe anything she's saying. Indeed, Harvard was one of the sponsoring institutions of the Wuhan BSL-4. This contract also says that Fort Detrick itself was involved in the development of COVID-19, working with the bat queen from the Wuhan BSL-4, which is China's Fort Detrick. Likewise, the WHO was a sponsoring institution of the Wuhan BSL-4. So of course you can't believe anything the WHO is saying. Finally, this research was paid for by the National Institutes of Health here in the United States, Francis Collins, the director, and the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Disease, Tony Fauci.
Of
so of course, they too are all up to their eyeballs in this Nazi biowarfare, death science, dirty work. And let me go back to one point Shelley made about vaccines and biological weapons. You see, the way this works is this. You first develop an offensive biological warfare weapon using DNA genetic engineering and now synthetic biology, which is involved in COVID-19. Then when you have done that, you then develop a vaccine in the event that there is blowback on your own people, you have to have a vaccine. So these vaccines, what I call Franken-shots, are part of this biological warfare weapon system.
Of course.
They go together. That is why DARPA funded the messenger RNA technology. The Pentagon's DARPA funded this messenger RNA technology behind the Pfizer BioNTech that is now inflicted on all the Israeli people and Moderna. And then the Pentagon's Fort Detrick was involved in developing the COVID-19. So of course the right hand of the Pentagon knew exactly what the left hand of the Pentagon is doing. Does that provide
a good answer? Thank you very much. I'm sorry, doctor, we have very short with the time and we have a lot of questions.
That's fine, I'll take whatever time
okay,
you want.
Thank you, thank you. What do you think is the ultimate goal of the vaccines?
The ultimate goal? Depopulation.
Yeah.
Depopulation, and there's no question at all about it.
How many people do you think that they want to depopulate now?
Shai, let me say this. I oppose the Gulf War.
I'm talking about your personal opinion now. I'm not talking about your research or something.
You want
what's
to give
your
me
personal
a
opinion? What's your view about that?
It's depopulation. It's exterminating human beings, right?
Yeah, but
I mean, we saw this before with the Nazis. Not only did they exterminate millions of Jews, they exterminated 26 million Soviets, millions of Slavs. This is a Nazi mentality involved here. That's what's going on, in my opinion.
But now it's going to be in billion, not in million this time.
Well, all I can do is give you my experience opposing the Gulf War Frankenshots in the Bush senior Gulf War against Iraq. I came to the defense of the doctor who refused to give those Frankenshots, two of them, for botulin and anthrax. Out of 500,000 U.S. troops inoculated, those Frankenshots killed approximately 11,000 U.S. troops and disabled 100,000 U.S. troops. And those were healthy young men and women in U.S. armed forces. So you can extrapolate from there, Shai. That, I think, is a floor of what we're talking about here. A floor, certainly not a ceiling.
Okay, do you think that there is a global Holocaust here? And who do you think is responsible for the new Holocaust?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that more slowly?
Yeah, I said, do you think there is a global Holocaust, and who is in charge on this Holocaust?
Well, I think that certainly what we are dealing with here is a cabal of Nazi biowarfare death scientists that is transnational. And it is funded certainly by Bill Gates and others. Gates is an investor in BioNTech. And you have there in Israel the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine, Frankenshot. So Gates.
What about the Rothschild family and Rockefeller family? Are they involved? Do you think that they are involved in this scam?
I don't know about the Rothschild family. The Rockefeller Foundation has supported eugenics for quite some time. That is well known. Even the Nazis were influenced by the Rockefeller Foundation. I have no opinion about the Rothschild family.
Thank you very much, Philippe.
Yes.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, Philippe, but I wanted to explain the relationship between the vaccines and the weapon. They go together. They are a system.
I know, because I'm doing lots of research again. And you gave us the answer that I wanted to hear from you, because it's a point of view that I have, that it's a kind of conglomerate, that we don't know those people, but they are all working internationally against the people, against the human race, and which is quite incredible, because the French, the German, the Italian, some of the Spanish, I don't know, the politics, they are all working together to realize this Holocaust in a global situation, because the Nazis, they were contained in Germany and the east of Europe. They were not in America, they were not in Spain, for example, but it was contained. But today the Holocaust is all over the world. We are all concerned by this catastrophic event, by these murders, the mass murders. And it's quite incredible to see how easy it is to realize today. I mean, they have decided 2 years ago to eliminate the people, and they do it like nothing. It's incredible. And the people, they are like Jews, but at home. They don't need to be in camps. They are killing them at home just by the so-called vaccine. This is incredible. I cannot believe this, but we are living it today, which is quite difficult for everyone.
Right. You have to read the doctor's medical case from Nuremberg. And, you know, Dr. Mengele at Auschwitz, but on a global scale, as you're pointing out, Philippe, as I see it. I'm not trying to scare anyone or sound sensationalist here, But historically, this is the only precedent we have for, I think, what's going on here. And so we have to learn from that precedent.
But they don't learn from that.
Well, some of us have learned, right?
Yeah, some of them. Shai, you can finish if you want.
Yeah, thank you, thank doctor. Thank you very much. Thank you, doctor. You make a claim before that the Zionist regime committed genocide and include war crime. Do you think
Pardon, that- Could you please repeat that again so I can get it?
Yeah, okay, I'll do it again, thank you. You make claim before that the Zionist regime committed genocide and include war criminals. Do you think that the state of Israel was established to concentrate all the Jewish from all over the world and murder them as part of the final solution?
Well, Shai, right now, how else can you see what's going on here? That the Europe, after the end of the Second World War, moved all the Jews to Palestine, most of them. And they're all there today, sitting there in Israel. And now they are being subjected to these Nazi COVID Frankenshots that does seem to be, they're going to kill you all. I thought, you know, that this, we had learned that should not be the case. But I don't know what else to say here, that I'm afraid. If you look at the projections I've given you, the extrapolations, I'm afraid we're going to see large numbers of deaths there among the Jewish population in Israel. Yes, not the rest of, well, maybe the rest of the world too. But I want to state quite clearly to my Israeli friends, you are being used as the lab rats by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Bill Gates in violation of the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation. This is a Nazi crime that has been inflicted upon you.
Do you think that this time the Nazis are going to pay for this Holocaust, not like in the Nuremberg, that I think that only 20 people were in charge
Eight
of
people.
Crime against humanity? Do you think that they are going to pay on the judgment day?
You know, Shai, that was the problem, that after World War II, the United States only engaged in a partial denazification of Germany. It was stopped dead in its tracks once the Cold War broke out between the United States and the Soviet Union. A good friend of mine, Ann Kaufman, was in charge of prosecuting IG Farben, all the German industrialists. And when they decided, the Americans decided that they wanted the German industrialists, even though they were Nazis, to work for them, that prosecution was sabotaged. Mm-hmm. So what will happen to what's going on here today? I sent you, Shai, my speech I just gave about how we in the United States of America can go after and prosecute all of the individuals I just mentioned to you here today who were involved in the development of the COVID-19 biological warfare weapon and also involved in the Frankenshots. How this turns out, I don't know. All I can do is start the process myself and see what happens.
Professor, thank you very much. Unfortunately, our time is very, very short. Philippe, do you want to say the professor last word before
Just a last word. We know that the Dr. Fauci has lied all the way, and I hope he will be judged for the terrible things he made against the American people and all the people all over the world, because he is one of the masters and the masterminds who obeys to Bill Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation. And this is absolutely terrible. And I'm ashamed that those people are today pretending that they are scientists, because they don't do science. They only do crime and mass depopulation. That's the conclusion that I have.
Well, that's exactly why I'm giving you this interview here today. I've given interviews all over the world to people who will speak to me, because all of humanity, we are in this together. I think this is World War III here that we're dealing with. And unfortunately, the Jews are being used as the guinea pigs here, the lab rats, by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Bill Gates. And I hate to say that. I had thought we had learned the lessons of World War II, and we have not.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you very much, Professor Francis Boyle, for this interview. My friend Philippe, thank you very much. We wish you a very nice weekend here from Israel. And to our audience, thank you for being with us, and good night.
Well, thank you. And again, my best to all my friends in Israel and Palestine, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye.